with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
I've just determined that I'm nuts.
You are nuts. I told you that a long time ago.
During the break, I had a Deli Express cherry Danish.
There's about five or six of those things left in the studio yesterday, and you've been...
Well, this was my second one.
Yeah, I
have rationed myself to one a day.
Oh, okay.
But thank you for that.
Well, yeah. You could leave those by 4 or 5 years from now. They'll still be in here.
Exactly right. That's why I'm not
expired.
What do I just put into my body? I did manage to put it into the K-Fire Cafe microwave, though.
Oh, okay. There
so, you know, lipstick on a pig?
Why? Hey, in your defense, you did drop half of it on the floor yesterday. So
no, I picked it up.
Well, yeah, we threw it in the garbage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
didn't consume it.
I hate that happens. Who's five normal?
Rule.
Who's normal? Who's nuts? The folks that that think the farm bill belongs as a combination of nutrition programs with egg programs,
or the Bakken Amendment,
or the folks that say we deal with everything on their merits. One of our big questions with this ongoing, and this is a, I mean, agriculture is a big part of the economy of North Dakota and every Northern Plains state. It's an 800-pound gorilla. I mean, North Dakota is becoming more and more balanced between energy and ag, but ag is, it's what makes every small town go in every corner of North Dakota. It's a big deal. So, you know, growers having some certainty, and communities knowing what the rules are important. Our government is broken, screwed up, messed up. Now there's a House version. There's a Senate version. Who's right? You tell us at 800-228-0550 or anything on your mind today on What's on Your Mind.
Anthony, thanks for holding over the break in Dickinson. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, with the SNAP program, with this 3% fight and then the reduction, it just amazes me that we're talking about 3%. You know, I left a broke economy a year and a half ago to come to North Dakota. You know, I've been very successful coming up here. But
where'd you come from?
Kansas. Yeah,
and things are looking brighter up here, right? You made the decision, and this is one of the questions I always ask people that come to North Dakota for the jobs, because it seems like there's two segments. Those that follow the oil industry because that's their job, that's their career, and then those that come to North Dakota looking for work. You were leaving a bad situation in Kansas, and you came here for a brighter future.
I don't know. I mean, you're presuming you left a bad situation in
That's
Kansas.
That's what I'm asking.
Was it bad, or were you just bettering yourself? Was it better here?
No, there was. It's absolutely better here. You know, I've raised my income. I'm able to move my family up here. I really don't have many plans to go back. You know, the problem that I have with this 3% reduction is the fact I'm going to pay almost $10,000 in federal taxes, not including state and local. And we have people sitting here telling me they can't find 3% out of a monstrosity's budget to cut. You know, if I couldn't cut 3% out of my own budget, I would have to seriously look at my sanity. And it just floors me that I'm expected to pay this amount of money in taxes. And I have no problem paying taxes and being charitable and doing my part as an American. I'm proud to be an American, and I'm proud to live here, but when you tell me you can't find 3%, it just is the biggest slap in my face in a program that is so bloated and so out of control. I don't understand it at all.
I'm with you, Anthony. I don't think you could say it any better, and I think the vast majority of people are. They're offended by that. They think it's ridiculous. That's nuts to our Friday quiz. Is it normal or is it nuts? And you know what? Let me give you a slap on the back as an attaboy to not only come here to take advantage of the one economy in America that's working. Well, there's a few. There's a handful of states that are doing it, but North Dakota is an island of prosperity right now. I'm glad you didn't just come to stay here and leave your family back there, as a lot of folks do. Not everybody does. You moved your family up here, and that's neat. It's good in North Dakota living. Do your family like the change?
Yeah, it's been an adjustment. I've always told everybody back home I love it from about late April until middle October, and then after that it gets a little difficult to adjust to the climate. I never really seen winters like they're up here, but the summertime and the fiction is absolutely amazing up here. I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Anthony, have you visited the northeast corner of the state in about February or January?
No, I have not.
You probably don't want to.
Come on. I don't buy that it's that much.
You're in the banana belt.
Yeah. Kansas is the banana belt, right? But you know, a couple degrees here or there. As we say, 30 below keeps the riffraff out every now and then, as long as it's only every now and then. Hey, Anthony, thanks for the call. Share your sentiments. Appreciate the call. James and Carson, you're next on What's On Your Mind. James?
Hello?
Hi there, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to talk to you guys about what's been going on the Minoka Township. Have you guys heard anything about that?
Yes, sir, but fill in our listeners that don't know.
Well, without naming names, there's a local businessman that wants to zone 310 acres that's already in industrial. And he wants the special permission to zone it it's in agriculture, and he wants to zone it for industrial. And it's illegal. It's called spot zoning. And the planning commission the other night voted to let him do it, so now it goes to the county commission to, and they have to decide whether he can do it or not. Well, there's a lot of stuff being said by the planning commission that just isn't true. And I hope that people don't just read the newspaper and listen to the news. I'm kind of hoping they'll go and talk to the people in Minoka and find out what's really going on there instead of getting biased information from actually one of your coworkers. And
well, who's right? Just tell us who you think is right. I mean, you obviously have an opinion on it.
The Minoka Township is. They, you know, all the people out there don't want this to be zoned that way because, frankly, nobody knows what's going to be put up there, and nobody will tell them what's going to be put up there. So, obviously, they're worried about it, and if they just get some answers, it would go a lot smoother.
Well, James, that is a story we're following here in around the Bismarck area, but I think that's also a story that has ramifications, especially when you start looking out into western North Dakota and you see some of the land uses that are being done out there because of growth in the oil patch. So that is a very good story, and that's something we will keep an eye on for. Thanks very much, James, for the phone call. Lloyd in Botno, what's on your mind today?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Lloyd, go ahead.
It's thundering out here. Yeah, I don't have much of an opinion on that agriculture thing. I don't know much about it. But I called you the day before yesterday about those bees.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, did you know that there's black widows under those bee pallets?
Really?
Really, I caught a couple of them one day. But I wonder if they could survive a winter around here.
See, I didn't think there were black widows that far north. Now, bees do get shipped back and forth between southern climates and northern climates.
That's where they come from.
Right.
From down south, yeah.
Yeah, well, when I lived in Palm Springs and in Coachella Valley down in Southern California, they were everywhere. Black widows were everywhere. Not my favorite. I don't like spiders to begin with, but yeah, no. But they were everywhere, and you don't have them up here. It's part of the reason I live up here. But I didn't realize that they were coming up with some of those bee shipments. I thought they had to do due diligence on shipping, because it's considered like the produce laws, shipping back and forth, that you're bringing other pests.
Yeah,
what's that?
It was mainly because of certain grasses that they didn't want introduced to their states down south. California passed a law where, you know, these grasses that were being brought back on these bee pallets were actually, you know, affecting the area.
Are you in the bee biz, Lloyd?
No, I worked for him for about 14 years, though. A guy from Florida. He doesn't live far from here.
Interesting.
What's your favorite honey? I'm a clover guy.
It's the clover honey. That's the best honey.
I knew
that's
it.
Most sought after. Yeah, that's why they come up here.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
appreciate the call, Lloyd. Thanks a bunch. We've been hearing lots about bees lately, so let us know more about what's happening there. So lots of questions about the declining bee population and the reasons behind it. Chuck and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Chuck.
Say, you were talking about Normal. An old gentleman I know who's got a lot of wisdom told me that Normal is the setting on a clothes dryer. Have a nice day.
See if Larry can top that. Larry
of wisdom.
Larry in Riverdale, you're next.
Hi, good day. Say, if you look at anything like the literature on black widow spiders and that, North Dakota is listed as one of the areas they do inhabit. Most people don't realize that. And as far as the farm program and the food stamps and that, I literally had a guy working for me that I know has been in North Dakota from Minnesota for 3 years. And I hired him here a while back, and he was on food stamps. He'd been here working for 3 years and was still drawing food stamps out of Minnesota, like most government entities and programs. There's so much graft in there and corruption and mismanagement that we could reduce that 3% or 5% just by a little better oversight.
Appreciate the call, Larry. Thanks a bunch. Let us know what's on your mind, folks. That's what Fridays are all about. Who's normal? Who's nuts?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email us, studios@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your phone calls, your comments. Coming up next, it's What's on Your Mind.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Going back to Larry's comment, the Black Widows got an email in. Spiders show up, the Black Widows, in listeners' brothers' beehives, and they come from Florida. So I think it's part of the transportation, although I know the spider most people worry about up in this area is the brown recluse. That's the one that could cause a little bit more damage. But fortunately, in the northern climes, we don't have to deal with quite as many creepy crawly things that most people do around the country.
We're getting set for jury watch in the Trayvon Martin case all weekend long. We have been pretty much Trayvon Martin case free here on the radio. Do you appreciate that? Or are you following the details of this case? Who do you think's guilty? Who do you think is what's the jury going to do? Or do you care? I've kind of come to the point that I don't really care. I see this as a travesty, really. Race-baiting travesty is what I see it as. And I've pretty much tuned it out. Does that mean I'm not, Steve?
A little bit.
Are you paying attention?
I've tuned it out, too. And people say, how can you not be following this? It's because I don't get wrapped up in the sensationalism of journalism. There's other issues that concern me more, like getting a farm bill done for agriculture. The Bakken Amendment, I kind of wrapped up in that. Thank you, Kevin.
Well, figure that out, though. You're talking about sustaining our food supply, right?
Yeah.
And or a safety net versus a case about an incident in Florida that is, I would venture to say.
There's a lot of cases in a lot of states.
If we took a What's on Your Mind Instapoll of America right now, it would be 99-1 in favor of folks paying attention to the Zimmerman trial versus the future of their food supply. Why?
It's kind of sad.
Just our culture, we're
a little bit
consumed with these things?
I think it's a little bit of the culture. You know, the thing that's scary is, if you don't take care of the farm bill, that means, from a safety standpoint and from a national security standpoint, and the fact that we do feed the world, which is kind of important, but if you don't protect the farmers in agriculture, you have the risk of having food prices skyrocket. Well, look what happens to the economy when gas goes up 20 or 30 cents. People quit driving. The economy grinds to a halt. You want to slow the economy down, you make $4 or $5 a gallon gas. What does it do to the economy to have 8 or 9 gallon milk? Or $8 or $9 for a loaf of bread? Oh, and by the way, those are the prices by which you have to pay for these nutrition programs as well. So now you have a program that has doubled over the last several years.
Five. Doubled in 5 years.
5 years to a program that would quadruple in two? Beyond those numbers, take care of the farm bill. To me, that's a lot more important.
But 99-1.
I like the transparency.
99-1, by my unscientific estimate, are paying more attention to the Zimmerman trial. Question, why? Question, is that nuts? Question, are you paying attention? Do you care? Anyway, there's a couple of issues we're tossing around today. Here's how you answer. 800-228-0550. I'm purposely going nice and slow. I'm thinking of somebody dialing. Slow down, Scott. 800-228-0550.
I read the numbers too fast. I know I do.
We all do. 701-258-0550 or email us studio at What's On Your Mind Radio. We had a call come in while we were at... on the break on the farm bill. Let's roll that call and get back to your calls at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Regarding the farm bill, I think they need to be separated. I was shocked when I found out that it was 60 to 80% of the farm bill is the food stamps and school lunch program. Only about 20% is farm bill. I say separate it. People need to know this and let them both go forward on their own. And if they merit, you know, a yes vote or a forward vote, then do it. But this is ridiculous. Thanks.
If the House has done nothing else, they've made that fact that you and I have known forever. I mean, from the very first time starting doing talk radio in the late 80s, I remember this debate. I mean, it's been around for a while. But it isn't, and I think people think the farm bill is about farm programs. They don't pay attention to
what it's called.
Detail something, right. It's just part of the game. It's like, you know, Obamacare that will make health care more expensive is called the Affordable Care Act, right? You know, I mean, they play these games all the time. Patriot Act is what they call something I would argue. We need some more, in other words, the Patriot Act, there's parts of it I agree with in a post-9/11 world that we need, right?
There's a practical side.
But it was called the Patriot Act during the Bush years because it would be controversial, right? That there would be things in there about, you know, investigative powers in a post 9/11 world. But again, it's the games they play. It's the dumbing down of politics and America.
So, and us as voters, if they can baffle us with BS, then they can get through an agenda, professional politicians. I don't agree with that.
Carl and Ellendale, you're next, and what's on your mind?
Yeah, hello. I'm calling about the crying and the whining and the moaning over a measly 3% cut. I'm a three-time Vietnam veteran, and I went to Earl Pomeroy's office. I've been to Brian Dorger's office. I went to Ken Conrad's office before they got voted out. I carried the broomstick at the Tea Party, and I told them then, and I'll tell them now, that if we get 50% of something is better than 100% of nothing. We're headed for 100% of nothing. We need to suck it up and look at where we're at the numbers, and quit playing mind games. We got to cut what we're spending. You cannot spend more than you make. It's just that simple.
Oh, no, that's okay. They just print more money.
Hey, I'm voting for Carl for Congress. Thanks for the call, Carl. Appreciate it.
Let's go to Bruce in Alice. Bruce, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Steve. Good morning, Scott. Just going to call and respond to your question you know, Scott asked. You know, he said he thinks and about it. The majority of Americans are concerned about the case. You know, I really believe that, and it's not any fault or any negative on his Scott. I think that a lot of times media people get so caught up in the media buzz, they think the whole world is following the media. Well, we in the real world out here, we're kind of like Steve. We're going, hey, this is more important. And every time I see stuff like that on the media, I just shake my head. I go, that's newsworthy? I'm getting to where I can't stand to watch Fox and Friends in the morning at 5 o'clock. And they want to talk about cupcakes and you know, little kids doing stuff.
And the kids that can shoot baskets.
Right. You know, I mean, coming into Father's Day weekend, we were talking about shoes and we were talking about how to make cupcakes. And I'm going, wait a minute. We got something serious happening. Where is the news?
Well, God bless you, Bruce. I hope there's more of you out there. I really, really do. I think the reason the Zimmerman trial gets a lot more headlines in the Farm Bill is there's more of them than there are of us, but I'm glad to hear you have to say what you have to say.
We
have
more phone calls. Riley and Donald coming up next. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer. Or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fridays are fun on What's On Your Mind, Anything Goes. Another edition of Who's Normal, Who's Nuts, What's Normal, What's Nuts. You tell us at 800-228-0550. And let's see, Riley is calling us all the way from Eastern Tennessee. Listening online, obviously. Riley, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Very good, sir.
Good.
I'm from up here in Eastern Tennessee, and I just graduated, and right now I'm making between 12 to maybe 15,000 a year, and I could possibly move up north, and I was just wondering about the economic situation in North Dakota.
Well, do you have a clean record?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to work?
I'd love to.
You want to be part of the community?
Yeah.
Come on up. We got jobs. Now, I will say this, though. You need to find an employer, and you need to find housing. If you're looking for work out in the oil patch, those are the two big key things. What kind of job are you looking for?
Just, you know, whatever I can, you know, make money and take care of my family and stuff. You know, right now both my parents are in jail, and I'm trying to take care of my grandparents up here in North Dakota, and it's just rough right now.
Well, your grandparents are in North Dakota?
I mean not North Dakota. I mean, I could move up to North Dakota, but we're in Tennessee right now, and I'm trying to take care of them up here and stuff. And you know,
How's the economy in your part of the country, in Eastern Tennessee?
It's, to me, you know, just coming out of high school, I've been out of high school going on 2 years now, and, you know, it ain't too good for me right now. And I mean, I've worked ever since I got out of high school.
Well, you know, there are countless stories about folks with a good work ethic and, you know, as Steve said, a clean record and, you know, that have opportunities abound here. So jobsnd.com is a website that has a pretty good rundown of all the possibilities, and North Dakota's booming right now, so check it out and come join the...
What was that website again?
jobsnd.com. You could also go to ndoil.org, North Dakota Petroleum Council website as well. So good luck to you, Riley. Thanks for the call.
You make it up here, you give us a call back and let us know.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Want to track how you're doing, Riley. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Saw a story last night on the KX network, and actually I think they kind of led with it, but it was a story about a fellow that had one of those jobs that I wish I had a job in his hand, right? And so evidently the camera crew from KX network went to say, you know, you're in a state where there's a lot of jobs, so why do you have a sign that says I wish I had a job? Just go find one. And he said, well, it's very tough to find one because he didn't have a phone number and he didn't have an address. You know, I think too often folks just think, well, I'm just going to show up, right? I mean, you do need, as you said, some preparation, some planning, some, you know, get a base, you know, and obviously a cell phone or something to contact. Now,
and depending on what you want to do and who you talk to, I mean, there's anywhere from 18,000 to 50,000 jobs needed in North Dakota, just varying degrees and what skill set you have. Now, the nice thing is about out in the oil patch, if you got a clean record, if you got a CDL, great, but if you got a clean record, a clean driving record, there's jobs out here. But get the job before you come here and get your housing lined up before you come here, because those are the two biggest concerns.
The other thing the reporter did was go down to Labor Ready and find out that they hire people every day, starting 5:30 in the morning, and but I think the number they used was 20% of folks that show up for jobs don't have a phone number.
It's kind of like our Home Depot, but for everybody.
Donald, Donald in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, about the Obamacare and how the president is going to delay the businesses from having to pay the penalty tax for not having employees get health insurance. That's all politics, because all it's going to take is, you know, the individuals. Find some individual who's 27 years old who can't afford to buy the health, the, you know, health insurance. And he has to pay this tax. Pay the tax on his income form. Go to a lawyer. Get a lawyer to file in federal court saying it's a bad tax. And then the Obamacare is gone. Because it's a tax on for not buying something. What do you think?
It's a reverse of a consumption tax, kind of.
Yeah. I think it's a mess. And I think it's all about... not unlike how food stamps have grown, to grow a dependency class, it's the same ultimate goal in healthcare. It's not about freedom in healthcare. It's about less freedom in healthcare, less choices. There'll be less doctors. There'll be less choices. There's not a lot to like there.
Another word for it for me is an ordinary citizen tax. If you're a citizen and you don't have a special privilege, or some senator or congressman giving you special privileges, you have to pay a tax.
You know, I applaud you, Donald, for at least knowing more than I think, unfortunately, most do. There really is. There's so much not to like in that. There's so much peril. It's a shark-infested waters for the consumer to try and maneuver. And about the only good thing right now is it isn't here immediately, but it's coming. Even though they try and delay it, but I'm glad you're up to speed on it.
One of the reasons I'm calling is maybe I can put a idea into some kids' heads that, hey, maybe I can find a lawyer that'll do this free, and there's, what, 5 or 6 federal courthouses here in North Dakota?
Well, there's always a lawyer trying to make a name for themselves, especially someone coming just out of law school.
Get all of those courthouses, just here's a suit, and all the federal courts here in North Dakota, doing South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Eventually, someone very high up is going to go, whoa, wait a minute, we can't, get it all combined into one. It'll hit the Supreme Court. And the last judgment that came out of the Supreme Court was, this is a tax, we can't do anything, say it's illegal or not, because no one's being charged for it yet.
Well, Donald, maybe it'll take a groundswell like that. Donald, thanks for your phone call. The one thing I was going to ask Riley when we had him on from Eastern Tennessee, I mentioned during the break that I had a friend that just got bitten by a brown recluse spider. I don't like spiders at all. But I was going to ask him about the spider situation down in Tennessee.
Do you think it's worse there?
But yeah, I think it is a little worse.
By the way, we had a guest earlier this week, Dave Racer, who is a regional healthcare expert, has written tons of books about healthcare. And
he has a website, doesn't he?
He knows Obamacare backwards and forwards. He's doing these Obamacare 101 seminars where you can ask these kind of questions. Donald, I'd really encourage you to check that out, DaveRacer.com. A bunch of dates starting next week in June where they're doing these $29.95 webinars. And you go there and you get all your questions answered. And you kind of have a more longer form conversation about Obamacare. But I know folks that are seniors are saying, hey, what kind of care am I going to have available? Medicare questions, doctors that have questions. So a lot of people have signed up to participate in those. So check that out, DaveRacer.com. Randy Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Randy.
Are you there?
We are, sir.
Hi. Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Just fine.
How about you?
Get a little rain up in Minot?
Yeah, it's raining a little bit. But what I wanted to talk about, as I said healthcare, but it was the insurance companies. Kind of a little bit of something I want to tell you. My son is 20 years old, and he was in a severe car accident, and he was the passenger in the car. And he was in the hospital for 2 weeks. Ended up with, he's got plates and screws and rods, his shoulder and his arms. He had a lacerated liver, some broken ribs.
Meanwhile, how's he doing now? Is he better now?
He's in recovery. He's doing physical therapy. But being this accident happened in February, and he held two jobs. And one job he was getting insurance from, and the driver of the car, her insurance company, there's a liability clause that they've got in their policy, and they're only responsible for $30,000. After that, he's on his own. So then he goes to his employer, says to his employer, here, look, this is what the situation is, blah, blah, blah. They said, sorry, we're not responsible because it didn't happen on the job. They have some little clause that the government lets him use that holds him not responsible. So here's this 20-year-old kid that can't go back to work. He's exhausted the benefits from the driver insurance. So he can't make his rent payments. He tried to get on a Medicare, and that process is so long that he'll end up in the street by the time that goes through. And he ends up hiring a lawyer. The lawyer wants him to take a loan out to get health insurance. So how does the kid take a loan out with no job and make the payments? He's just going to go backwards and backwards and backwards.
Does the lawyer think he has a case against the driver, at least a civil case?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, when it comes to the suing the driver, you can't squeeze juice out of an orange that's already dry.
No, I realize right. that. And by the way, that's a good argument for everybody having a blanket policy to have, you know, more. You know, I've talked to a lot of insurance agents who talk about this. I have a buddy in Fargo at American Family who's always said, and he talks to all of his clients about having a blanket policy so you have coverage, because, boy, didn't take much in your son's case to chew up $30,000 with those level of injuries. But you're right. That's a sad story. Sorry to hear it, and hope there's some reform in the future there that would address that situation. A couple calls waiting here before the break. We should get in. Tim and Dickie, you're next.
Well, yes, you guys earlier were talking about the Zimmerman trial, and you seemed incredulous and surprised that this Obama administration would use race baiting and agitating to get their way. The man is a communist. He was raised by a communist. This is what communists and fascists do. Hitler used the Jews to get his ends. Stalin used the bourgeois and the czar to attain their end. And Marx, he used the middle-class people and the upper-class people to achieve his goals. This is not surprising that they would do this.
Chilling is what it is to me.
Thanks for the phone call. Mark and Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. Hey, I'm calling about what's really bothering me is I want to know is who got to Senator John Hoeven that made him vote for this immigration bill. I'd like to see his reelection fund. Like, are they kicking money into his reelection campaign? I think if they don't get reelected, they get to keep that money. But somebody got to this guy some way. And I'd sure like to see some industrious reporter really look into it.
There's disclosure on the funds. I mean, I think you're going a little far when you're suggesting John Hoeven is for sale. I think what John Hoeven saw himself doing was making a bad bill more conservative by adding the provisions in there. I don't think that means he is on the take, but obviously anybody that donated money to him, we're going to know about it. Hey, truckers, we have a little surprise for you. You ready for a little trucker surprise, Steve?
Absolutely.
After the break? Stand by on that when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
If you got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeeland, North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst. Mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeeland will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our products for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smell. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team, 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponic systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program. You know, we had that call earlier from Tennessee who had heard there's jobs in North Dakota. I'm heading west, right?
Good for him.
There are jobs in North Dakota. There's a lot of economic activity, and about, I don't know how many times a day a new business opens. But I ran across one recently that was rather unique. I know we have a lot of truckers in our audience all across the Northern Plains, and many of them are bringing goods and services to and from North Dakota. And in Stanley, North Dakota, there's a brand new Hurricane Truck Wash. It's having a grand opening this weekend. So this is my little treat for our trucker listeners to tell you about a new way to get a nice wash. And Chris Bismiller is the sales manager of the Hurricane Express Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. And she joins us now to talk about this wonderful new addition to the oil patch. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And yourself?
We're good today. I didn't get a personal wash, but I thought about it. But I was pretty amazed to see your facility. Tell us what's unique and different about this Hurricane Express truck wash in Stanley.
Well, we are the only one in Stanley of this kind. We feature our Hurricane, which is our demutter, that any vehicle that comes through has the opportunity or the benefits of using the Hurricane. So it shoots 1,000 gallons of water a minute to your undercarriage and your wheels, and it knocks out a lot of this North Dakota mud to get it loosened up for the guys in the bays to start removing it around your wheels and some of your framework. That has been a big plus for a lot of these truckers because there's a lot of mud in this area.
Well, I've got two questions. Is there a size constraint? Is this just for semi-trucks, or is this for all vehicles?
No, sir. This is all vehicles. We have where you can be 14 feet high is our limitations as far as our height, and our width is 9 feet 2 inches to get wide to go in. So we have washed all kinds of vehicles, ambulance, farm equipment, personal cars, trucks, SUVs, campers, horse trailers, anything that goes in, we're going to wash it.
The other question is, 1,000 gallons in a minute, do we have that kind of water in Western North Dakota? I'm guessing it's pretty ecological. You must recover that water and reuse that somehow.
Absolutely. It is all reclaimed water that goes through a filtering process that all the sediment gets settled to the bottom of the trenches that we have. And then as it's pumped back through, it goes through more filtering system. It has oxygen added to it. So it cuts down on any bacteria or anything like that. And then when it comes back through the wash, we do use that recycled water a couple different times in the wash process. But the final rinse is fresh water that does have a softener attached to that that the water goes through to cut down on spots and things like that. But all of our applications we use are biodegradable, no hydrofluoric acid. We are all about, you know, keeping the energy or the economy clean and using the best product that we can.
What is unique about the Hurricane Express truck wash? I mean, I have no idea how many truck washes there are, but obviously there's a fair amount. You see some signs all across the region, but yours is different, right? What's different, what's unique, what's better about the Hurricane Express truck wash up in Stanley?
Well, what's better about ours is we do have the state-of-the-art facility that, you know, is the gantry that does knock off a lot of the mud. We do have guys in the bay that assist that process. We like to keep the guys in the bays maybe 25 minutes tops so that they can come in and get their truck washed and then head back out on the road where they need to be and earning a living for them and their family.
So it's quicker.
Yes, sir, it is. And we have two bays. So, you know, we don't have much time. I mean, there's not a whole lot of lines with the two bays. So you get in and out very, very fast. And some truckers appreciate that. And, you know, we're about efficiency and affordability.
And how do folks find you in Stanley?
We are located behind Senex, off of Highway 2. You can come between Senex and the Senex Agronomy Building, or you come off of Highway 8 to 61st Street and come that direction and come in the back side, and you can follow the road around, follow our signs, and they'll get you into the front of the wash. And we'd be happy to wash as many trucks as possible.
Now, the 61st Street is going to be that truck bypass in Stanley there, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir, yeah. It is.
It's kind of under construction right now, I guess, right off Highway 8 there.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to be working on getting our parking lot paved and the entrances and the exit paved, and then the 61st bypass at South Bypass will be paved also. And another nice thing, once it gets cold, our aprons and in the entrance and the exit and in the bays themselves are heated. So ice will not be an issue once you pull in and get on our apron for truck wash when it's cold and wintry outside.
Next time I'm up there, I'm going to have to come through and wash my truck, because every time I go out in the oil patch, the last time I was up there last week, I ran the car through the car wash three times when I got back to Bismarck. It didn't get clean. Still didn't get clean.
And
no,
you're doing your grand opening this weekend too, right?
We are. Yes, we are. Today, Saturday, and Sunday, we're here from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
All right. Well, it's a new addition, and I love things that are new, and there's many things new every single day in every corner of the oil patch. Pretty exciting times, and this is one of those kind of fun ones we just want to let our trucker friends know about. A new addition to get.
I appreciate your time and letting everyone know where we're at, and, you know, we're excited to be here, and we appreciate the opportunity to tell people about us and where we're located.
You keep the guys in the cab while you're cleaning the truck, too, right?
Yes, sir, we do.
Yeah.
Can they hop on top if they're dirty also?
I was going to say, otherwise, guys, get out and register for some of those prizes and tell Chris and the crew you heard about it on the What's On Your Mind. That's why you're hitting the Hurricane Express truck shop, truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota, just south of the Senex there. You can't miss that Bakken Central there at Senex right on Highway 2. Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate the update.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time. Have a great day.
That's Chris Fitzmiller from the new Hurricane Express Truck Wash. We love progress, don't we, Steve?
That we do.
God bless you, folks. We'll see you Monday on What's On Your Mind.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.